Proclamation number 6392 of 5th of November, 1955. Baptism of the Spirit. It is the Spirit which makes you alive. Therefore let it take effect in you. Want it to express itself, for with this will you express that you acknowledge me myself, that you desire to hear me. Thus I myself can now work through my Spirit. And thus you receive the baptism of the Spirit. My Spirit pours into and over you because you may now continuously receive the gifts which originate in the spiritual kingdom, with me myself. Every person who opens himself, who shapes his heart into a receptacle for my Spirit, will be able to let the life-giving stream flow into his heart, and everyone who opens his heart has the will to make contact with me. And this also shapes itself into love, otherwise it would not demand this, eternal love. However, the overflowing of my Spirit into a person can take place in different strengths. And it can therefore trigger different effects, depending on how strongly the darkness previously filled the human heart. Where a ray of love light of my Spirit touches a still completely dark heart, there the effect is often so obvious that it overwhelms the person, that suddenly he is enlightened and loudly pays praise and tribute to me, who has graced him. But it was his will after all to receive my ray of love. He turned to me in humility of heart and thereby opened his heart to me. But my Spirit can flow abundantly into other people's hearts who turn their gaze steadfastly towards me. There my Spirit works mightily within the human being, but it is not always visible to other people. Only such people radiate much love and every thought is turned towards me. With every breath the hearts love me and they want to serve me at all times. Quite inconspicuously they have received the baptism of the Spirit in the moment of profound inner bond with me, and thus their activity on earth is also inconspicuously, in the Spirit of my love, they work for me and my kingdom, which they could never ever do if my Spirit could not constantly flow in, if I could not enlighten their thinking and guide them on every path. Because they themselves would grant the Spirit within them the right to express itself. But let no one believe that only eye-catching phenomena betray the outpouring of the Spirit. No one should regard unusual occurrences alone as a sign of the baptism of the Spirit. I work much more in secret than in public. Yet in view of the great spiritual adversity in the last days I also appear visibly and thus take people's childlike faith into account who expect unusual signs from me because my disciples were once given unusual gifts. And because these believe, it happens to them according to their faith. For I do not put an unbeliever into a state which forces him to believe. I alone know the soul, and the external person often does not reveal the state of the soul, and where I discover a strong desire for light in a soul I ignite it in it, which can also temporarily render the body incapable of its usual activity. Yet blessed is the person who now allows the light to shine in his soul, who changes in the light of the soul and now remains faithful to me until the end. For he can still lead many people to me, he can work for me and my kingdom, which is the task of every person over whom my Spirit pours. That he seeks to move the hearts of his fellow human beings, to prepare himself to become a vessel of my Spirit. For only when I can work in a person is his aim guaranteed. For my spirit directs you all towards the right aim. My spirit influences you so that you seek the connection with your Father Spirit from eternity and now remain with him forever. Amen.